Hello, everybody. On today's show, CNN's left-wing bias is completely exposed. If a lesbian becomes a dude, does that make him straight? And the left cancels Katy Perry over a t-shirt. All that and more coming up on The Keith Lee Show.
Prepare for battle, because America is worth fighting for. This is The Keith Lee Show, bare-knuckled, no-holds-barred, and unapologetic. Here's your host, Keith Lee.
And let's do it. Let's do it. Welcome to a brand new episode. I'm so glad you guys are joining us today on this Wednesday, December 2nd, as we are racing closer and closer towards the end of the year and celebrating Christmas and spending time with our loved ones. Thank you guys for joining us today. If you like what you're hearing and you're listening to us on the podcast, please be sure to like and subscribe. We're available on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, and iHeartRadio, the number one commercial podcast publisher in the world, and pretty much anywhere else you find your finer podcasts. If you'd like more information, you can reach us at www.thekeithleeshow.com. That's www.thekeithleeshow.com. I'm also available on Twitter at The Real Keith Lee and on Facebook at The Keith Lee Show. So thanks for joining us today. We have a jam-packed show for you. Before we get started, I want to read this column by the great Walter E. Williams, one of the great economists of our times, one of the great educators of our time. And sadly, Mr. Williams, Professor Williams, passed away today at the age of 84. Now, Walter Williams is somebody that is kind of a sad day for me. I'm not going to lie to you. He was one of the most influential people in my lives to really help me to understand the conservative philosophy. He's a black man. Okay. He was a black man raised by a single mother, you know, and worked his way up. He drove taxis and then he made his way into academia. And we'll get more into his background in a second. But, you know, just to give you a little taste as to what he was all about. And especially for me, you know, as I said before on this program, when you're first learning about politics and you're really learning about the history of the parties, there were a lot of things that I just didn't know about the Republican Party. Because frankly, as a black person, you are told and you're expected to vote for the Democrat Party. Don't even question it. Don't even think about it. You're going to vote for the Democrats and that's it. And so you were left believing that the Republicans were the ones that were racist. The Republicans were the one pushing Jim Crow. The Republicans were the KKK. And then when you do your research, you find out that none of that was true. But the thing is, even though you see it right in front of you, this whole notion that the right is racist is so deeply ingrained in our community that it's very difficult to believe what you're seeing. So for me, it was very important to see somebody that looked like me, that believed in these conservative principles. Somebody that, frankly, had a similar background to me at being born and raised in a single-parent household. And Walter Williams, how I came across Dr. Williams, or Mr. Williams, was filling in for Rush Limbaugh. And the funny thing about Walter Williams is that as he's the smartest guy, the brightest guy, but man, his comedy, man, his wit was better than everyone. His sarcasm, and I particularly love sarcasm, and that really got me to really wanted to research more about this great man. And you know, Dr. Williams, just to give you a little taste, I mean, again, noted economist, commentator, his column appears in over 164 publications all throughout the United States. And he was a distinguished professor of economics at George Mason University. And he's written for townhall.com, wallstreetjournal.com, Jewish World Review, et cetera, et cetera. So this man was an absolute powerhouse. It's very sad that unfortunately he passed away today. And so rest in peace. But this will give you a taste of what he was all about. He wrote a piece that literally just came out today. And it's called Black Education Tragedy is New. He says, several years ago, Project Baltimore began an investigation of Baltimore school system. What they found was an utter disgrace. In 19 of Baltimore's 39 high schools, out of 3,800 students, only 14 of them, or less than 1% of the student body, was proficient in math. In 13 of Baltimore's high schools, not a single student scored proficient in math. In 5 Baltimore City high schools, not a single student scored proficient in math or reading. Despite these academic deficiencies, about 70% of the students graduate and are conferred on a high school diploma, a fraudulent high school diploma. The Detroit Public Schools Community District scored the lowest in the nation compared to 26 other urban districts for reading and mathematics at the fourth and eighth grade levels. A recent video captures some of this miseducation in Milwaukee high schools. In two city high schools, one student tested proficient in math and none are proficient in English. Yet, the school spent a full week learning about systemic racism and Black Lives Matter activism. By the way, a November 19, 2020 Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article asks, "How many Black teachers did you have?" "I've only had two." The article concludes that, quote, "For future Black students, that number needs to go up." New York City is one of many school systems in the United States set to roll out Black Lives Matter themed lesson plans. According to the New York City Department of Education, teachers will delve into, quote, "systemic racism, police brutality, and white privilege in their classrooms." Should we blame this education tragedy on racial discrimination or claim that it's a legacy of slavery? Dr. Thomas Sowell's research in education, Assumptions versus History, documents academic excellence at Baltimore's Frederick Douglass High School and others. This academic excellence occurred during the late 1800s to mid-1900s, an era when Blacks were much poorer than today and faced gross racial discrimination. Frederick Douglass High School of yesteryear produced many distinguished alumni such as Thurgood Marshall and Cab Calloway, and several judges, congressmen, and civil rights leaders. Frederick Douglass High School was second in the nation to Black PhD and Black PhDs among its alumni. Also in Sowell's Education, Assumptions versus History is the story of Paul Lawrence Dunbar High School, a Black public school in Washington, D.C. As early as 1899, its students scored higher on citywide tests than the city's white students. From its founding in 1870 to 1955, most of its graduates went off to college. Dunbar's distinguished alumni includes U.S. Senator Edward Brooke, physician Charles Drew, and during World War II, nearly a score of majors, nine colonels, and lieutenant colonels, and a brigadier general. Today's Paul Lawrence Dunbar and Frederick Douglass High Schools have material resources that would have been unimaginable to their predecessors. However, having those resources have meant absolutely nothing in terms of academic achievement. If we accept the notion that rotten education is not preordained, then I wonder when the Black community will demand an end to an educational environment that condemns so many youngsters to meritocracy. See, and it's writings like that that really got me when I was a kid, when I was really learning about this whole idea of conservatism and the real history of the United States. To have somebody who is an academic, somebody who did all the research, somebody who, again, he just died 84 years old. So he was around during Jim Crow. He was around during the dark and dirty times, you know, for the 1940s, 1950s, 1960s. Yet here's a man that spoke candidly and honestly about the plight of the Black community. And so it's very sad today that he's passed away. We lost a great mind, and I hope there are others in the future that will come up and read the works of Dr. Williams, because, man, he was a source of knowledge for me. So, with that being said, so we have a very interesting story today. So, Project Veritas, run by the great James O'Keefe. So, for those of you who don't know Project Veritas is basically an independent media source. They do investigative journalism. And they investigate the left-wing media. Because the thing is, folks, and as you all know, we often talk about the left, the left-wing media in this country. A lot of people just don't believe it. A lot of people say, well, you know, the conservatives are always complaining. You know, they're always saying that the media is biased. You know, all conservatives lie all the time. And so the media tells the truth about Republicans, and that's why the Republicans are complaining. No, the fact of the matter is, okay, there's proof that the left-wing media does nothing but regurgitate the talking points of the Democrat Party. In fact, over 90% of reporters give their campaign contributions to the Democrat Party. So how can you expect, especially in a time like today, where we're the most divided, more divided than I think we've ever been, okay, more partisan than we've ever been, how do you expect a group of people, all right, 90% of them, how do you expect them to report the news accurately and fairly? The fact is they won't. The fact is they won't. So with James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, what they do is they like to go undercover. And they've broke many, many stories about bias at Google, bias at Facebook, and several media outlets. And so yesterday, they were able to leak recordings of the early morning meetings that CNN likes to have about its programming for the day. And what you're going to hear in a few seconds is truly shocking. Truly shocking. And it's no wonder. And I have a report for you after these clips. There's a report that recently came out that said that had people heard the actual story about Hunter Biden and the alleged scandals with Ukraine, that over 17% of the people that voted for Joe Biden would not have voted for Joe Biden. 17%. Now, that would have more than made up the deficit for President Trump, and President Trump will be celebrating his reelection. The reason this 17% voted for Joe Biden, because they never heard the stories about Hunter. In fact, they never heard anything negative about sleepy Joe Biden. Take a listen to some of these clips from Project Veritas. It's truly shocking.
That this is a president who knows he's losing, who knows he's in trouble, is sick, maybe is on the after effects of steroids or not.
And real quick, the person talking, is he president of CNN, Jeffrey Zucker, all right? This is the guy that leads it all. All of it comes from the head down, all right? And this is what they're doing. This is what they did behind the scenes leading up to the election.
I don't know. But he is acting erratically and desperately, and we need to not normalize that. You know, this is what we've come to expect for the last 3.5 years, 4 years, but it clearly is exacerbated by the time that we're in and the issues that he's dealing with, and I think that we cannot just let it be normalized. He is all over the place and acting erratically, and I think we need to lean into that.
The Trump media, moves immediately from, okay, well, never mind that unmasking was, found to be completely nonsensical, to the latest alleged scandal, and expect everybody to just follow suit. So I don't think that we should be repeating unsubstantiated smears just because the right-wing media suggests that we should. Frankly, if we've made any mistake, it's that our banners have been too polite, and we need to go well after Lindsey Graham. There's a ton going on. Let's stay strong. Let's stay newsy. Let's stay urgent. Let's be smart.
That's one clip. And now listen to the second clip. It highlights even more of the point that I'm making today.
I was just going to say, if you're going to talk about the story, I think it's unavoidable that you have to talk about the naked racism of Tucker Carlson, because that's really what drove this anti-diversity push. You know, Trump watches Tucker Carlson show and then reacts. And just as sort of the white supremacy hour they have on Fox News every night, I think it's you can't disconnect the two.
What Donald Trump did last night, for anybody who watches Fox News, he was just airing all of the grievances he hears on Fox News every night. And that's all.
So you see, it's a continuation. The media, see, this is the thing about the media. The media believes that they're the ones in charge. The media believes that they need to be the arbiters of truth, what you believe, and they will control the narrative no matter what. If that means hiding every single scandal about Barack Obama, literally, there are people out there even to this day that says that there was no scintilla of scandal in the Obama administration. Now, I can name 20 scandals at the very least, but the media held the water for Barack Obama, and they're holding Joe Biden's water today, okay? Completely hiding things under the rug. They won't vet anybody on the left, because at the end of the day, the left which includes the media, is all about power. So we were discussing the Hunter Biden case pretty fluently. I mean, we're out there every single day talking about Hunter Biden. We played the clips. We gave you the emails. We completely vetted that story. Unfortunately, the vast majority of the American public didn't hear anything about Hunter Biden because not only did CNN not air it or talk about it, neither did NBC. If you posted anything about it on Facebook, then your accounts are removed. The same thing with Twitter. The same thing with Instagram. The entire media establishment, which includes social media, completely swept this under the rug. So now let me go to that report that I was telling you about. This was done by the Media Research Center at newsbusters.org. It says, the left-wing news media didn't just poison the information environment with their incessantly negative coverage of President Trump going into the 2020 election. They also refused to give airtime to important arguments of the Republican campaign, both pro-Trump and anti-Biden, which meant millions of voters cast their ballots knowing only what the media permitted them to know about the candidates. To measure the true effect of the media censorship of the election, the Media Research Center asked the polling company, which is they've been around for a while, they do a lot of polls, they surveyed 1,800 Biden voters in 7 swing states. We're talking about Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Okay? The lack of information proved crucial. 1 out of every 6 Biden voters they surveyed, which is 17%, said they would have abandoned the Democratic candidate had they known the facts about one or more of these crucial news stories that the media did not cover. A shift of this magnitude would have changed the outcome in all 6 of the swing states won by Joe Biden, and President Trump would have comfortably won a second term. So here are some of the details. The media censorship of Biden scandals had the strongest impact on this year's election. According to the survey, more than 1/3 of Biden's voters were unaware of the serious allegations brought against Joe Biden by Tara Reid, a former staffer who said Biden sexually assaulted her in the 1990s. If they had known about Tara Reid's sexual allegations, 10% told the report that they would have changed their vote, either switching to Donald Trump or a third-party candidate. Even more Biden voters, 45%, said that they were unaware of the financial scandal enveloping Biden and his son Hunter. According to the poll, full awareness of the Hunter Biden scandal would have led to 10% of Biden voters abandoning Joe Biden, flipping all 6 of the swing states that Joe Biden won. They did the same thing when it came to hiding the president's successes. The liberal media also prevented many Biden voters from learning about the record-breaking positive economic news in the months leading up to the election. The 5 pre-election jobs reports from June 5th to October 2nd showed a record 11.2 million jobs were created in the extraordinary snapback from the pandemic recession. Yet, a large number of Biden voters, over 40%, said that they didn't know about that achievement. 40% of Biden voters didn't realize that the president created almost 12 million jobs. Don't you think that would have had an effect? If they had known this, 6% said they would have changed their vote. And that could have easily swung Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. On October 29th, the government reported a huge jump in economic growth, over 33% on an annualized basis, double the previous record. Yet nearly half, 50%, or 49.5%, said they had no idea about that record-breaking achievement. Armed with that information, 7% said they would have changed their vote, which would have easily swung Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The same thing could be said for the historic peace agreements the president brokered between Israel and several Arab neighbors. They knew nothing of the 3 Nobel Peace Prize nominations the president received. As far as energy independence is concerned, which was a huge success of the president took action to start long-stalled pipeline projects and expand drilling offshore and in the Arctic, and it paid off well for the American pocketbook. We see record low prices in oil. You go to fill up your gas right now, what do you see? Prices are dropping. That's because of the direct action the president took. Yet, sadly, 50.5% of Biden voters said they knew nothing about that accomplishment. And had they known that, 7% again would have changed their vote. So is it any wonder why the media attacked the president and his supporters? Is it any wonder why today we have some in the media saying that they want to essentially put a list together of all the people who supported and funded Donald Trump to deal with them on a later basis? How do you deal with a 70 million people that voted for Donald Trump? 70 million racists. 70 million people that hated the Browning of America. That don't want to care about black lives. That want to see women chained to a refrigerator or a stove in the kitchen cooking. That's what the media is saying about you. And they do that to sow fear. 15% of 16% of people saying, listen, they would have changed their votes. But they knew nothing about those scandals. The same thing, essentially the same reason the president was impeached, okay, off of allegations, BS allegations, is exactly what we have evidence to prove Joe Biden did with Hunter Biden in Ukraine. Quid pro quo. Getting a prosecutor fired that was investigating his son and his son's company. Hunter Biden receiving almost $3 million from the mayor of Moscow. Are you kidding me? From the mayor of Moscow? If Barron Trump received, you know, a lollipop from somebody in Russia, that would have said that was collusion. Hunter Biden receiving, Burisma receiving billions of dollars in contracts from China after brokering a meeting with Hunter Biden? Well, the fact that Hunter Biden was on this board at all, making hundreds of thousands of dollars with no experience whatsoever in business or the oil business in particular. Quid pro Joe. But 50% of Joe Biden voters didn't hear any of this. Didn't hear any of this. It's a sad day, folks. It's a sad day. That's why I always say it, and I'll continue to say it. What do we need to do to get our message out there better? The Democrats shouldn't be winning any elections. We should be running away with every single election. We should be beating them 70-30, 80-20. There's no way in the world these elections should be close. And if the media will continue to, and they will continue this. They will continue to sweep all this under the rug if it makes them look bad. One of the things I want you to remember is that we have the truth on our side. That's why I said, you know, after the election, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, and I see a lot of people on our side posting dumbass conspiracy theories and lies and mistruths. There's no reason to do that. We don't have to do what the left does because we have the truth on our side. We don't got to make things up for what? The only thing we got to do is to get our message out, to get the truth out. Because if people knew the truth, the Democrats would never win another election. This is why they have to say women, that to tell the lies of women getting paid less than men, or blacks are going to get our votes, our rights taken away from us, or that we're going to somehow deport Puerto Ricans. I heard that before. Oh, they're going to deport Puerto Ricans, which, again, as far as I know, Puerto Ricans are citizens, but yet the left says this. You go to the Bronx, you go to the hood, you hear tons of people saying that. Oh, you know, he wants to get rid of the Puerto Ricans. They poisoned the well. They poisoned the well. But the way we get our country back, the way we preserve and protect the idea of the United States of America, is to tell the truth, and don't be afraid of telling that truth. Because it's the thing that makes us great. It's a terrible shame what happened. Moving on. So yeah, if you're a lesbian, right? You're a committed lesbian. You come out of the closet 2 years ago. You have a big splash. You're on Ellen. You know, I love cleaning carpets. Oh, women just do it for me. If you are the said lesbian, and then one day you decide to wake up and call yourself a dude, does that mean you straight? I'm confused here. We have to see with the left. We have to kind of play these mental. We got to play mental gymnastics with this, because is she straight now? Right? Because if she's a dude, and we're supposed to remember, if you wake up tomorrow and put on the dress, we're supposed to respect the fact that you're now changed your name from Mike to Tracy. We're supposed to treat you as if you're a woman. And if this lesbian decides to put on khakis and can call herself a dude, then we're supposed to respect her as if she's an actual man. So that must mean that she's straight then. Now, I say all that because remember, the left also says that, well, you can't choose your sexual orientation. It's ingrained in you. But they also say that you are the gender you say you are, that you claim to be. So if you don't know, Ellen Page, who's like a D-list actor, Z-list actor, you know, you pick a letter. Maybe she's like one of those broads that, you know, maybe you recognize her, maybe you don't recognize her. She did a couple of decent movies like 10 years ago. And so now to stay relevant, you know, every couple of years she has to say something shocking. Like, oh, I'm a lesbian. Now I'm a dude. Now this and this. So she announced yesterday that she is now changing her name from Ellen Page to Elliot Page. In her Instagram post revealing this transition, she says, "Hi, friends. I want to share with you that I am trans. My pronouns," and you got to remember, if you're a leftist, you have to put your pronouns now. You have to say who you are. Thus, thou, they, him, hers, them. I don't even know. "My pronouns are he/they, and my name is Elliot. I feel lucky to be writing this, to be here, to have arrived at this place in my life. I feel overwhelming gratitude for the incredible people who have supported me along this journey. I can't begin to express how remarkable it feels to finally love who I am enough to pursue my authentic self. I've been endlessly inspired by so many in the trans community. Thank you for your courage, your generosity, and ceaselessly working to make this world a more inclusive and compassionate place. I will offer whatever support I can and continue to strive for a more loving and equal society." To be clear, I'm not trying to dampen a moment that is joyous and one that I celebrate. I came out today because I want to address the full picture. The statistics are staggering. The discrimination towards trans people is insidious and cruel, resulting in horrific consequences. In 2020 alone, it has been reported that at least 40 transgender people have been murdered, the majority of which are Black and, oh yes, Latinx. There goes that term again. To the political leaders who work to criminalize trans healthcare and deny our right to exist, and to all those with a massive platform who continue to spew hostility towards the trans community, you have blood on your hands. You unleash a fury of vile and demeaning rage that lands on the shoulders of the trans community, a community in which 40% of trans adults report attempting suicide. Enough is enough. You are being canceled. You are hurting people. And I am one of those people, and I won't be silent in the face of your attacks. So you see what this is all about. You see, here's a zealous actor that nobody gives a damn about, has to now attach herself to the hottest thing, the latest hottest thing in Hollywood today. Ah, yes. How can I become relevant again? Oh, yeah. I'll call myself Elliot. Oh, yeah. Let me be a champion for the trans community. 40% attempting suicide. Let me be a champion for them. So now, instead of really making it about them, as you look at the last line that she put out there, you're being canceled. You have blood in your hands, and I'm not going to allow that to happen anymore. Ah, she makes it about her. Very typical. Very, very typical of Hollywood. And speaking of Hollywood and the left, I love when the left eats themselves. So, kind of a funny little thing here. So, it's a funny story about Katy Perry. Now, look, Katy Perry, she's been very vocal. She comes from a Christian conservative household, but no, she's not those things. And she's basically worked very hard to condemn Christians. Every turn she gets, all those Christians, all they're homophobic, all they're racist, all they're so backwards in their thinking. And then her father makes a very, very generic t-shirt. It's basically the shirt has the Republican logo, the Democrat logo, and then on the bottom it has the American flag. But next to each logo, there's a checkbox. So the Democrat logo isn't checked, the Republican logo isn't checked, but the American flag is checked. And that drove the left crazy because she is promoting her father's t-shirts. And because her father dares to be a conservative and she's supporting her father, for God's sakes, Katy Perry must now be canceled. Singer Katy Perry, this is in hotair.com. Singer Katy Perry finds herself under attack from the left for being a good daughter. So some of the attacks are just hysterical. One guy writes, when people don't think you should exist, remember this is supposedly what conservatives believe. When people don't think you should exist because you're LGBTQ XYZ, black or Muslim, it isn't a difference of opinion, Katie. When they vote for the white supremacists, they themselves are white supremacists. It's really not their heart, Katie. Another person writes, you need to realize it is your privilege being able to speak to your family, even if they are Republicans or conservatives. Most of us feel threatened by those people. So that's why you need to stop spreading this propaganda. And then finally, Republicans kidnap children, abandon our allies, help kill tens of thousands by politicizing a pandemic and attending Trump rallies, are currently lying about the result of the election and spent 4 years wallowing in racism, misogyny, and corruption. Put that shirt away. Now. I love it. It couldn't have happened to a better person. Now, what's likely to happen, because they always do this, after they step in shit from the left, then what do? They come out with their groveling apology. It's really quite pathetic. And don't worry, she'll put on an album, right? She'll have a bunch of trannies walking around in the album. She'll dump a bunch of money to Black Lives Matter, and then all will be forgiven, because that's what the left was all about. So anyway, that's it for today. Fantastic episode. Thank you guys for joining us. If you like what you heard, please be sure to like and subscribe. We're available wherever you get your finer podcasts. Check us out at www.thekeithleeshow.com and on Twitter at The Real Keith Lee and on Facebook at The Keith Lee Show. Thanks for joining us and see you soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to The Keith Lee Show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, or comment wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget the website at www.thekeithleeshow.com.